The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
If you need more proof that we treat our pets like our kids, here you go. Researchers asked pets about pet owners about various activities and whether they ever do them with their pet. Here's what they found. 77% of us talk to our pets. I think, don't 100% of pet owners talk to their pets?
But yeah. How do you not
like talk calling to them? Their name, that's talking to them, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I will say this, though. It depends on the pet that you have. Like, I don't do a whole lot of talking to Stella's lizard.
Okay, I guess you're right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't consider that like a real pet.
I know, but I mean, like, I wish it wasn't. Yeah. I wish it wasn't, but I know I gotta feed it. Yeah. I gotta feed it. I gotta clean up after it. So, like, to me,
yeah.
It's funny you got nothing to say to it. You're like, I got nothing to say to you, lizard.
I don't have a lot.
Say to a lizard.
What do you say to a lizard? Like, look, man, I'm like, eat that thing.
Yeah, he'll look at me. He'll be like.
Like, I get pretty tired when I'm cold. Did you know that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so I guess that makes sense, depending on the pet you have. Because I have full-blown conversations with Jameson.
Right.
I know.
Right. But I'll tell you.
I talk to little bitties a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like you could tell if someone is off. If they had, like, say you had a dog.
Uh-huh.
And you just, like, it always, it all, and I know there's people listening that are this person. They get a dog and then they just leave them outside.
Oh, yeah, there's one on our street like that, and I've wanted to call about it, but they bring it in at night. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Really?
That's it. But
well, I'm surprised they even bring it in at night.
Literally, this is what you hear outside.
People like that make me want very angry.
Why do you have a dog?
Yeah, like, why do you have a dog?
You should not have a dog.
Like, protection?
You're not on a farm. No. You're not. No, it's in that like a wooden.
I know. I don't know.
It's crazy. It's like one thing to let it out in the backyard and it's running and you're hanging with it. But
and I think Jameson sympathizes with the guy because he'll go and he'll be like, oh. Yeah. You know, like,
so he saw it and then he'd want to kill him. But,
well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, we had another, speaking of Jameson, another encounter with the coyote.
Oh, man.
God.
Oh,
Saturday morning, I take him out like 7 a.m. for a little walk. And I hear his low grumble start.
Yeah.
I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on?
He was
looking behind me, and I turned around, and there's a coyote came right out of the woods onto the path and was staring right at us.
Jesus.
The biggest one I've ever seen around there. They're a little smaller. This one was big. So I instantly scoop him up under my arm because I know he's going to go crazy, right?
Yeah,
and
that'll
attract it. So Jameson luckily didn't start to bark. He was just doing his
Yeah.
And I don't know how you, I should look up how you should react. I was just like,
That's probably right.
Yeah. I tried to scare it. And but it didn't, like, they don't really flinch. It took one more step out. Like,
it's still a wolf. You know what I mean?
And like, then backed up and walked so slow, like the slowest.
It's like a mini wolf. It calls the shots. You know what I mean? Like, it
something's
just decided.
It's out during the day, though, too, right?
This was 7 a.m.
Oh, I guess so. No, like, that's early enough.
Yeah.
7 a.m. That's why you're encountering coyote.
Well, I guess. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, I keep seeing bats.
God damn it, I was out at 4:30 in the morning.
Real bat problem.
I was up. Jameson was up.
All the nocturnal creatures Dave encounters.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you're going to get attacked by a cougar. So just,
No damn coyote. But yeah, they're not afraid of us.
No.
Like, they have no fear.
It's nuts.
Like, because if you see one, you know that he's got backup. They don't like roam alone a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's why I instantly did, because I had gone down the path where I was closer to a different kind of subdivision than my own.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at like houses to see where I could run if they all started chasing me. Like, where am I going to go?
Help me!
Help! The coyotes!
Oh, my God!
The coyotes!
Yeah. I wonder what the biggest person that a coyote... Like, I don't know if coyotes really ever attack, like, a person. Like, an adult. So. I mean, I know they'll try and get a kid.
Yeah.
But,
They're sick, probably. That's about it, right?
Yeah.
They got rabies.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's something wrong with
that. That's the time you have to worry if there's only one by itself. Is that because it's probably got rabies?
It's rabified?
Yeah.
Rabified.
Mm-hmm. Rabified. I don't want to rabify.
But then it would have just come at you. Like, it would have just attacked you.
Yeah, it wouldn't
you.
Have paused.
It wouldn't have been like,
surveyed the scene.
Yeah.
He was like, that's a nice little snack, but that person's with it. And
exactly.
Probably can't take both of them.
No, he's eating it. That's what he thought. He was like, oh, he scooped it. He's eating it.
Yeah, he scooped it up in a bowl. He already got that lunch before I could get to it.
It's going to be delicious.
Yeah.
It'll go, dude.
I get it.
Get yourself a nice fluffy little snack there.
Yeah.
Back to this stuff we do with our pets. 67% of us hug our pets and 43% kiss them. And even though they say, like, dogs don't like hugs.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Like, we heard that.
Yeah,
dogs don't like hugs.
They don't.
It startles
them. Like, yeah, but I feel like Jameson has given in. Like, he gets hugged so much that he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
He'll put his head down now. 46% of pet owners say they watch TV with their pet. They called it watching TV together.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. 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 Biddy's is there, but she doesn't look at the TV unless there's birds.
Well, at first she's around. You're doing whatever it is. Whatever you're doing, you guys are doing it together. You know what I mean? Like, he's just... He doesn't sit and do his own thing. He's like, you're going to be in here? I'll lay right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone said coyotes will pick off a single adult. I've been treed by three before. At another time, had to shoot one.
Wow.
Man, I hope I never get treed.
I don't want to get treed.
I can't be treeing. What am I going to climb up there? How am I going to get down?
Yeah.
No, I was looking for the closest house to run to. Which tree I'm going to climb up.
That's a crazy thing, right? Picture not knocking on a neighbor's door.
Yeah. There was some neighbors I saw that were up, so I'm like, that's one.
Hard to climb a tree one-handed, too.
Well, yeah, with a wee dog in my arm.
That's crazy.
You'd have to put him in your mouth.
No, I can't. What are you talking about?
You have to hold him like a mother.
You have to take that collar and put the collar in your mouth.
That'd be a weird
day.
Weird day in the life of Dave. If I have a dog in my mouth climbing up a tree.
It's weird. Oh, come on, Jameson.
Yes.
And I never bring my phone with me either when I'm out walking.
Really?
I guess I should.
Yeah, I think you should.
I guess I have to call from a tree.
You never bring it with you?
Not when I'm out, generally, no.
That's like the one thing you need if something really crazy.
I have my watch generally. But I can call. Yeah, you're right. So I can use my watch.
Oh, you got your watch. Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
Well, help. I'm never have to call someone from my watch up a tree.
Help.
No.
I'm treed.
Me
and James are treed.
You're what?
You're treed. We're treed.
Third time this week.
I carried him to the top with my mouth.
Yeah. It's really hard to talk. It's really hard to talk right now. I got Jameson in my mouth.
Yeah, me and my little 15-pound golden doodle stuck up a tree. Weird.
It's weird how they can sense animals before you see them, isn't it? Like, they're in tune with something.
Mm-hmm. I've said that before. It always amazes me because James will be on the other side of the house and a dog will walk by the front, not making a noise.
Yeah.
But he'll be like, hurr.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Their hearing is insane compared to ours.
Their lives must just be nuts. They're just like, do you hear that thing 2 miles away? What was that?
Yeah, they don't.
What was that?
Yeah.
God. I'm terrified and pissed.
And so Saturday, after that happened, Jameson literally just stared out the back window all day. Like, he normally has his little place. He would not leave the back window. He was staring out into the woods.
Where is he?
For you.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
You want a piece of me?
I know, like, a big part of Hershey's training was they got him used to all sorts of noises. Mm. Because they're like, listen, dogs freak out over noises. And they would just, like, slam things down. Like, and the whole thing was, hey, bud, you're good. Like, you're calm. So he doesn't, like, I mean, there could be a car crash out front. He's like, oh, who cares?
Not a big deal.
No.
20% of us have taken a pet on vacation before. 14% of pet owners eat meals with their pets.
Well, you don't want to, but you do.
What do you mean?
Well, Hershey just makes sure that he gets that meal.
I see what you're saying.
He's going to eat half that pizza.
We will feed Jameson generally at the same time we're eating dinner.
Yeah.
It's not like he sits at the table.
He's not
He'd
a beggar.
Love to.
Is he a beggar?
A little bit, sometimes. Yeah. But he will, if there's an empty seat at the dining table, he'll sit right in it.
Oh, yeah,
he'll jump up and sit right in it, like, all right, where's my plate?
Yeah.
Like, let's discuss our day.
Yeah. 6% have taken their pet shopping. And there are some malls that allow that now, like the outdoor
places. Yeah, I guess it's, I guess I've done it,
And 2% of us have read our pet a book.
Come on now, that
I have not done that.
I've never done that.
I have not done that.
Do they like that?
I don't know. They're like, I don't know what's going on.
I'll tell you right now, they don't know what you're saying.
No, they don't.
Like, what a great read, huh?
Yeah.
A few words maybe here and there they recognize.
I know Jameson looks at me really weird when I'm singing.
Like, well, they don't understand that either.
It's that weird noise your mouth is making.
Yeah, what the hell?
They probably think you're howling.
Mm.
Like in in their mind, they're like, man, he's real worked up.
Yeah, what's he so upset about?
He's real worked up.
So the outdoor mall, you can't actually take them in the stores, right? They just can go outside.
No, I think
outside.
No, I think they can go
in
the stores.
You should take
them in. There's some stores that might have signs that say, like, no dogs welcome or whatever, but most of them you bring the dogs right in.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Lisa's going shopping.
Look at some things to do with Molly. She loves to people.
She does.
Yeah, she loves people.
Yeah, no, that's the thing about that. I don't do a lot of like going into stores, you know what I mean? So like I couldn't tell you about some of them.
Yeah.
I've only been in a few stores. But it's a good place if you just want to sit. If your dog wants to be around people, then it's
it's perfect.
Yeah, then you're all set. Yeah, I hesitate to do it with Jameson because he doesn't like other dogs.
He's not designed for the dog.
I gotta take him to someone. I gotta get him.
He hates
like,
other dogs.
He
huh?
cannot stand. I mean, once he gets to know them, he's okay, but strange dogs
make him nervous.
I think he's just. I think there's a lot of that in like little dogs. They have to show that. Like, listen, bitch. I might be small,
but
it ain't gonna be easy.
But I'm still gonna be the boss.
Yeah, he's like, I know I have adorable golden curly hairs.
Yeah, because when I had a Doberman
and a blue bow tie, but
my Doberman would just walk into a place like. No, I am the toughest one here. Like, that's how he would just, he wouldn't bark. He wouldn't act weird. He was just like, he'd put his head up. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
He didn't have to let, right?
No, he didn't have to. He was like, whatever.
He was like, nobody's, I'll kill everyone in here. I could totally just massacre everyone.
Yeah.
I would love to get another golden, like a puppy, but I'm worried about how Molly will react to it. I don't know.
That's what Amber desperately wants, another dog. But again, I'm same thing. Like Jameson is so crazy possessive, and you know. Yeah.
Have you ever thought of like maybe there's some way you could bring a puppy in to see the interaction?
Say, yeah,
and
that'd
then
be a good idea.
You know,
find a puppy.
Yeah, I mean,
good
I don't know how you do that, but.
Pet store?
I got great ideas, but not a good way to pull them off.
You know what? Don't steal a puppy.
Maybe a pet store.
Yeah, like
maybe.
Take
will
her
they
in there?
Let you borrow?
Because she really doesn't like. I'm just worried about her. She doesn't. She won't be mean to the other dog, but she just might be jealous.
Yeah. You know what they have?
I don't want her to be jealous.
You try and find out when they have their little puppy training at some of these big puppy places.
I want to see her with another little golden.
Yeah,
that'd
be
awesome.
So funny.
I think that golden's like friends.
I think they'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think that she'd be fine.
Yeah, I think they're a dog that's. They like a friend.
Yeah.
My buddy had two Goldens that grew up together, and they're just as happy as can be.
Yeah.
Every day they were stoked, dude.
Yeah, I think sometimes a younger dog makes an older dog feel young again.
Yeah.
And it's, like, good for them. So, I don't know. It's one of those things.
They say you can foster a puppy.
Oh,
Lisa would
end up.
She's not a foster. She's not a foster. You mean get a new puppy?
Yeah.
Might as well just get a puppy you want.
I wish I could do that. I can't.
Yeah. No, there's no way.
Did you guys hear? Lisa has 30 dogs.
Started fostering them, but then she never gives them back.
No, she moved to a farm. And it's just a dog farm.
She's got a dog farm now.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Someone said, I have a 3-month-old mini golden doodle, and he absolutely loves kids, gets so excited. Jameson loves kids, loves people.
Oh, yeah, no, it's pets.
I've never had a problem with him. He's never growled at a person, anything. It's just other dogs.
Yeah.
So I have to get him somewhere where they can help me train him. Because it's embarrassing. As I told you guys, it's embarrassing to take him for a walk.
Yeah.
Right.
Whenever another dog is coming down the path, I have to scoop him up.
Yeah.
Because he goes crazy.
Because otherwise he'll go crazy. Yeah. He'll go up on two paws like a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get in their face.
But that's why, so like people are like, oh, you just take him to like a, you know, doggy daycare or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Take him to a dog park. Let him socialize. The guy who was helping me train Hershey, he had said basically the problem with those places is that you'll have a dog that's like Jameson there, where your dog's trying to be cool,
yep,
and then another dog's like, come on, bitch! Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's tough because dogs are like, I want to be a good boy, but I will kill him.
He just said a string of profanities to me and dog that you, I cannot stop.
I know.
Cannot at least
oh,
by.
I can't. I just can't.
I'm going to bite him.
You know how many mother effers he just called me?
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Oh, so, Lisa, a friend of mine there.
What is it?
Their friend just had some puppies.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
God, puppies are, look at them.
Look at those little puppies.
Cute.
Yeah.
Are they golden or are they golden doodle?
They look little doodles.
They look little doodles. Little doodly.
Little doodly.
They're a little doodly.
They're a little doodly.
Oh, they're adorable. I love that breed, too.
Yeah.
The mix. Cute.
Yeah. So I just always, I want to just the meanest looking dog, but yeah, I want it to be just as loving and cute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get
her. She's just a fat ass.
No, that is my one and only complaint. Like, Jameson has been the best dog. He's never done anything in the house. He's never chewed anything. He shouldn't chew. He's great with people. It's just other dogs. I got to break him of that.
Yeah.
You guys know I love a jingle.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
they're cockapoos. That's what those
are. Oh, cockapoos.
Cockapoos. What is that even?
So a cocker spaniel and a poodle mix.
Oh yeah.
Cockapoo. I would not like to say that when I had that.
Andy, what kind of dog do you have there?
He's a cockapoo.
He's a what?
He's a cockapoo. I rescued him. You got to say that. I rescued him.
I rescued my cockapoo.
He was a cockapoo. Who's going to help him?
Nobody. I had to rescue him.
Yeah. No one rescues a cockapoo.
No, because no one gives them away. If you got cockapoos, you don't give it away.
Yeah, that's a tough say.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I got a mini cockapoo.
Hey, what kind of dog you got there, Jim? Is that a cockapoo?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. How'd you pick that?
I could settle on that one.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it about
they're
you.
They're adorable, though. Like, yeah, they're they so
are.
Adorable.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
I can't let Amber see this.
No.
No, my
that'll
God.
Be bad. We'll have a cockapoo.
Yeah, you will.
No doubt.
You're like a go one golden doodle and one cockapoo.
It sounds like you're Willy Wonka or something.
It's like very Dr. Seuss.
Dave and the hybrid of cute dogs.
Doodles and cockapoos.
Doodles
and
cockapoo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If singing competition reality shows have taught us anything, it's that nothing is more important than song choice. There is a 34-year-old guy named Jason Huff from Indiana. He was at a bar the other night, and people were doing karaoke there. One woman started singing, and apparently Jason hated the song she picked. He tried to get her to stop singing, yelling at her, but she kept on belting it out.
Mm.
Then he fell down on his way to the stage.
Sure.
And that's when he pulled out a gun and started waving it around, saying, this bitch better stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Fortunately, the cops came. They arrested Jason before things escalated beyond that. His blood alcohol level was 0.38, which is over 4.5 times the legal limit. Getting into the danger zone for alcohol poisoning, I think.
He's a professional.
He was charged with felony intimidation with a deadly weapon. Unfortunately, we don't know what song made him so upset. Like, what song is worth going to prison for?
So many. So many.
Fergalicious? Like, what is your...
Man, if there's a man singing Fergalicious.
It was a woman.
It was a woman.
That's crazy to... Go wave a gun around about it.
Oh, I get it.
Yep.
Oh, and I haven't been to a karaoke. I don't even know. I think the last was with you, Chuck.
Yeah.
We went to someone's goodbye party at a karaoke
bar. Oh, no, I've been to a couple since then. Yeah, that was terrible. That was awful.
The worst.
That was awful. I think it was that one with James. Wasn't the hat night? Didn't they have karaoke?
That was a long time ago.
Yes. Yeah.
The night you pretended to be Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Being in Sexy Back.
Justin Timberlake.
That was karaoke night.
That was karaoke night.
At the local bar.
Chuck. And a guy there was also armed to the teeth.
Yeah, what is it with these?
I don't know. A guy had like a Rambo knife on him.
Oh my God. He's like,
for what reason? I think it's
to criticize his singing.
Yeah.
Slice your wiener right off.
Wow.
Yeah, I end up at a lot of karaoke nights, it seems.
Ooh.
The one place I go on Fridays, it's just a regular bar, but then it becomes a karaoke night or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm always there, like, just by the time I'm plowed.
A couple minutes too late, huh?
Yeah, it's like everybody's
singing
badly.
Been in years.
Some people said Mambo Number 5 might make me go to jail. Someone else said it was Cheeseburgers in Paradise. That would send them over the edge. Loving You by Minnie Riperton. Has anyone ever heard of that?
Isn't that
Loving You is easy?
Probably.
That's what I would think.
That's probably what it is.
Do, do, do,
it's a real sad song.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a bad one.
I only know it because it was a comedy sketch.
That would be crazy. So you're standing there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, it's a...
I think we know Chuck's karaoke song.
I know, I think we do. He knows it off by heart.
I can't remember if it was Eddie Murphy or...
It is Eddie Murphy and something. Beverly Hills Cop or something.
Oh my God. How would someone doing karaoke hit those notes?
It's a daring choice.
What if you were a dude and you could do that perfectly?
Oh, man. It's hard. It's really hard for me to do, but I do it.
There's a scene of the song in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation, too.
Oh, is there?
Like Wayne Newton and Beverly are like singing.
Now I'm just picturing Chuck singing this song.
Man, where do I know this from?
Your nights at karaoke.
You would win.
Oh,
whatever,
you would.
If you could do this song. Just a
dream. Crazy falsetto. Gorgeous. We're driving someone nuts, though, because this was their song they wanted to kill people to.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
Why is there another, like, Loving Me? Oh, that's Loving Me, Loving You. There's nothing better we could do. What's that?
I don't know.
That just came into my head. Loving Me, Loving You. Oh, is it ABBA? My mom loved ABBA. Maybe that's in my head from her. My mom listened to ABBA all the time.
Huh.
ABBA was gigantic with people, right?
I think that's what it is. With people.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's big with they have Knowing Me, Knowing You. Maybe I got it confused.
Yeah, karaoke nights are scary.
Oh, sorry. We're back to Minnie Riperton.
No, that's fine.
Minnie Riperton.
I'd never heard that name before. I knew that song, but I'd never heard the name Minnie Riperton before today.
No one has.
I always see the same kind of karaoke people. It's like always like, dude, trying to be funny, trying to get laid. And you're like, shut up. And then it's always like three drunk chicks.
Yes.
Together. Okay, here's something that's going to blow your mind if it's true.
What?
It'll blow your mind. And honestly, looking at her, I saw the resemblance. I thought, she could play her in a sketch. That's Maya Rudolph's mother.
Oh, yeah, she is a singer, Maya Rudolph.
I didn't see her.
Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Her mom was a famous singer. That's
because I saw this off to the side, and I thought, wow, that looks like... I thought it was Maya Rudolph doing a sketch right here.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Minnie Riperton, who you just heard singing Loving You, is Maya Rudolph. Apparently, at the end of the song, she says, Love you, Maya. Let's hear if we... Maybe she... I don't know if she does it on this. You're beautiful. No, I'm going
to
skip
the end.
Did she say it? Wow.
That part would be hilarious at karaoke.
Yeah, Chuck, I want to see you hit that note.
It's easy.
I don't think she's going to say it. I don't think she's going to say it.
She didn't say it.
That's great.
Maybe she just said that was live. Maybe she says it on the... Look, doesn't she look like Maya Rudolph there?
Yeah.
Let's listen to the end again.
Come on. We're going to keep listening till the end so we hear her see it.
It's like Pink Floyd.
Shh, shh, shh. Shut up.
That's so crazy.
No, she didn't.
Maybe she already said it.
She didn't say it.
Okay, shh.
Oh, yeah, there she did. Yeah.
Oh.
She just said it right there.
Yeah, she just said it.
I'm glad we found that.
She's a very messy ice cream cone eater. Look at her.
Yeah. That is actually a little graphic.
I love Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, I do too, but I had no idea her mom sang that song until this moment.
No. Yeah, I didn't either.
Mind blown.
I love just listening too late to all the end of it like 9 times.
Yeah, she's going to say it here. Hold on. Hold on. Here it is. Here it comes. It's coming there. Any minute. Hold on. She's going to say it. No, she didn't say it. No. Like, maybe this live version.
Yeah, the live version.
Maybe we should say it here. Probably say it here. Settle down. Here it comes. Here it comes. Any minute.
Why is that so funny?
Nope, she didn't say it. Didn't even mention it. Didn't even care about it.
I did the live version.
Oh, damn it. Poor Maya.
Well, there you go. That's an unexpected side effect of that news story is that we found Maya Rudolph's mother.
Here we go. It's just birds and clapping.
When did that song come out?
75.
75. Wow.
So Maya was just little tiny.
Yeah.
She can sing too, Maya.
Wow, there's a category called Take It Easy Rock. It's gotta be kind of like yacht rock, right?
Take it easy, Rock.
Take it easy, Rock.
Hey, Rock.
Take it easy.
This is David Chuck the Freak. You're home for Take It Easy, Rock.
Oh, it's really some of it I hate.
My God, it's one of these.
Some of it I hate.
Oh, it's like Coldplay, Extreme, Oasis, Corn like Extreme. On Lawns.
Come on.
Ooh,
that's
terrible.
Take It Easy Rock. Duran Duran's on here, Chuck. Come Undone.
Right. Take It Easy Rock.
Take It Easy
Rock. Take It Easy. Take It Easy.
That's all rock. I keep saying is saying the Rock and being like, hey, Take It Easy Rock.
Take It Easy.
Yeah. You know, like a bad business deal went down or something.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, God, no.
Anyway, in case I didn't mention it, the guy who pulled a gun in a bar when he was upset with someone's karaoke song choice, he was charged with felony intimidation with a deadly weapon.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah, you can't just be doing that.
No, you can't.
You ruined karaoke night, man.
I'm unfortunately going to have that in my head now the rest of the day.
La 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 la.
God, I'm terrible.
Some of those notes like that are real hot.
Those notes are crazy.
I hate to see Chuck do it at karaoke, though. I would pay cold hard cash.
I will never.
Cold hard cash. Chuck comes out with this. Come on.
Apparently he was in... Did Eddie Murphy do it in Nutty Professor or something?
That's what a lot of techs are saying.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what
he like squeezes Chappelle's hand during the high notes. Or does something to make Chappelle hit the high notes.
Huh.
Is this it?
Does he
help?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle's great in this.
It's easy, come. You're beautiful.
This isn't what I know it from, though.
Doo 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 doo. That was pretty. Ladies and gentlemen, Reggie has left the building. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, that's funny. I forgot everything about that movie,
The Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is that the one with the big girl on the water slide?
That's Norbit.
Oh, that's Norbit.
This one is Hercules.
Hercules. Remember that
Norbit.
Now.
I forgot about Norbit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and you should. All right. I think this is a little bit like a sexual thing for some old broads. She just turned 100, and what did she want for her 100th birthday? She wanted to go to jail.
Oh,
she wanted some big guys to come arrest her.
Oh, wow.
And tough throw man. Her in the slammer.
Wow.
So they did.
I'm a naughty. What a bad girl.
Really, really.
Ruth, what did you get up to?
I did all sorts of bad things.
Ruth.
You better take me in.
I've been naughty.
Oh, I might fight you.
Here's what happened for Ruth Bryant as she turned 100. Here's the story. She's in North Carolina, WSLS-TV. Take a listen.
Look at him. I just love him.
The men at Cambridge Hills Assisted Living Center in Roxboro dare not pass Ruth Bryant without a hug.
He won't even hug me. Now, don't you think that's terrible?
Oh! This day,
I was scared
her
to death.
100th
you can't be
birthday.
Doing that.
There is going to be a slight delay in the birthday cake.
Ma,
tradition.
You're a big boy.
Are you
Miss
Bryant?
Oh.
Oh, depends on what you want.
Oh, depends what I want. I want you.
Ruth is in on the gag,
you know.
Including the charge leveled against her.
You went to the fire department, showed yourself a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
She's never been to jail, yet she's headed there now in cuffs.
Yeah,
Roxboro deputies could have added.
Oh, she's grabbing his Johnson.
No, what?
She was trying to grab his Johnson.
Roxboro deputies could have added.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She tried to grab his dog.
His curvy old lady.
Right down his pants. Yeah, a real big black guy.
Listen, when you take me to that car, you throw me right in there.
You're going to beat me with that club.
She tried to grab his dog.
She did.
I got bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
His daughter, Marion Oakley, had no idea the party would be like this.
I know she's 100, but I didn't know it would
Jay is
her daughter.
Well, her daughter's 98.
There will be no cigarettes, no jewelry in jail, one free phone call, and one jailhouse portrait for the ages. Then came the gift she's always wanted.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
For Ruth Bryant, all this fuss and bother is her way of blowing out 100 candles.
Once or twice.
David Crabtree, WREO News.
Now I want you to watch me shower.
Yeah.
She's bad. She's got this bad
part of her.
She's a naughty girl.
Wow, she's
totally naughty.
Hey, a black fella. Come on over here. I'm going to take this belt off.
She went right for his belt.
She did.
She's like, give me that penis.
Yeah. Come on. It's like she got, like, the whole cop stripper thing confused with real life
he
cop.
He was a real
and
police
he was like,
officer.
Oh, baby, baby. Come on now.
She's like, I'm going to get it. She did it all, like, fast.
Oh, yeah. Ha, ha.
I'm falling.
I'm snatchy. I really like to snatch things.
She was singing a song, I'm in the jailhouse now. It's from 1928.
Sounds like a hit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob.
Oh. That's, things used to suck.
I'm so glad I didn't live in 1928.
No, the only cool thing's the car.
Nah.
That car's kind of cool looking, but it would suck to live
there. I don't
like
that car.
Yeah. What would I have even have been? I'd have been like one of those old timey. I'd been like, here's the latest from Jimmy Rogers.
Even
you're on the radio in 1928.
God. Hello.
that's what she was singing there. The 1928 song.
She's the last person that knows about that song.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so.
1928. It's a long time ago. Look at him. Yeah. He's like, I made 12 cents off
my
record.
Wow, so Jimmy Rogers, who sang the song, obviously he was no longer with us, has his own YouTube page.
He must have been.
He was on top of it right before he died.
In the 20s.
He has four videos, guys.
Wayfaring stranger.
Jimmy Rogers.
Old Jimmy Rogers.
It just sounds like an old person
Midnight
name.
Special.
Got that yodeling sound.
I don't like that.
Oh.
That makes me think bad, like deliverance type things when I hear men yodeling like that.
Yeah. Throw me in the back of that car. Huh?
Yeah.
Play Jimmy Rogers while you do it.
Fill me in.
This is.
Break every bone in my body.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This I don't understand. Maybe, but I'll say this. Stuff comes up on the show, and we're a little bit out of that demographic for it. The way we interacted with our buddies is different than the way younger guys interact with their buddies when it comes to certain things. Mm-hmm. Like stuff that we would never even consider, they're much more open to.
Right.
We've discovered through the years. And maybe that's the case with this. One group of friends is going viral because they gave their buddy feedback on his dong pic and were trying to be super supportive to him.
That's nice.
Good bros.
That'd be really nice to have someone to really talk you up.
So this is the tweet. Love this. My buddy is nervous because his long-distance girlfriend asked him to send her a dong pic, and this is what your crew is for. So he sends a pic.
It honestly looks really good, Derek.
Yeah. Says, I don't know, you think she'll like this? Someone said, she'll love it. Trust us. Wow. And then Shane said, it honestly looks really good, Derek. Derek said, does the lighting make my balls look weird? AJ says, are you kidding? The balls are the best part. Lil Ryan says, second, the balls. Jason says, love the balls. Shane says, you got this, man. She loves you. She'll love this. People, 210,000 likes so far online. Everyone thinks it's amazing that these guys
I don't think
can be
real.
So supportive. You don't think it's real?
I don't.
It's pretty funny.
It's funny.
It's more funny.
It's more like a well-crafted bro joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be for sure. But yeah. Dan White is the Twitter guy. He said the support shown between him and his friends surrounding a dong pic was so great he had to share it with the rest of the world. He shared a screenshot of the group chat, just a tiny bit of the picture is seen near the top, and said, my buddy's nervous because his long-distance girlfriend asked him to send her a pic, and this is what the crew is for. It got a lot of favorable support from the internet. A lot of people said they enjoyed seeing a display of a non-toxic male friendship.
It's not toxic in any way, but it's just weird to...
It's got the same tone as a Jared commercial. It's like, she's going to love it.
That's balls Jared.
Are the best part. Balls are the best
That's
part.
Your balls.
Relationships equal vulnerability.
Yeah.
You got this, man.
I just can't imagine being a...
keep your eyes on Shane.
That's funny. Yeah, somebody gave it a heart. Ooh.
Yeah, someone likes Shane's on comments. Shane,
okay.
Get her something this Valentine's Day that she's going to really love.
Okay, James, can you ever imagine
your penis,
your buddy sharing a pic to get your opinion on it like this?
I can't imagine any of my friends doing this, but if they ever needed me, I would be available.
You would be there
you
for
would do it. You wouldn't there. You wouldn't shy away from it.
I'll gaze at that meat, no problem. Give it a good once over. Let you know my thoughts. If you need
I think
to up.
Women.
I'm sure, like James, we've talked about it before. Like you had those male boudoir photo ideas.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine what your donger pic ideas would be.
Some accessories.
Tremendous.
You dress your wiener up to look like a
action
figure, or we can just make him look handsome.
Yes.
Some real mood lighting.
Exactly. You know, that'd be the perfect lighting. I want mine to look 80s style.
We can put on we can get 80s.
Okay.
Put a couple filters on there.
Okay.
Some laser beams in the background.
Yes.
You know?
Are there women that do this? Are there women that send nudes to other women to. I think that may be more acceptable in society than guys sending dong pics to.
See, I'll rate a woman's nude photos if you want to send those.
James
to me
will
as well.
Also like those.
He goes both ways when it comes to your nude pics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will see all of them.
Yep.
I just wonder if it's like, you know.
Seems like they would if dudes are doing it. Then
yeah, if a bunch of dudes are doing it, girls are way more likely to do it.
Jeez.
Like, do my boobs look good in this shot?
Man, that's a weird day when your buddy says, how's my penis?
It definitely is.
I can't help you, fella.
A lot of guys said, if I ever see my buddy's dong, we're no longer friends. He said, you can call it toxic, but F that.
Yeah.
I think that's way. If all of a sudden James sent us a dong pic to evaluate it,
yeah,
it'd be different.
I need your guys' opinion on this. How's it look?
Well, like I said, we had a buddy like that had a big Johnson, just giant Johnson. And it was a well-known thing, and we would tell girls that he had it.
Yeah.
You know, but none of us wanted to see it.
No, that's it.
You know what I mean?
You were just doing PR
for just
us.
Trying to, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to help him advertise. We were like, you know, salesmen.
Someone said, all the time, chicks send nudes to other chicks to review. Others said women take pictures for their best friend.
I understand you taking maybe, a tasteful one, but if you're doing anything to yourself, uh-huh. You're not sending that to your friend.
Right.
If you're diddling. This woman said, I'm a woman.
But even if you're like on all fours or something and the picture's from, yeah, wow. You know what I mean? There's a mirror and you're on all fours. You're not sending that to your friend.
Just kind of a butt plug, girl. How's it look?
You know, like, yeah. Like, come on.
I'm a woman. Me and my friends send each other nudes all the time to get approval. Another one, I've definitely heard from girls that'll send each other pics for critiquing. Girls do send friends their nudes. I send my friends booty pics all the time. We're very uplifting.
Wow. Confidence boost.
So some of them aren't even before they send to guys. Some of it's just, hey, how does my ass look in this?
Yeah. That's neat.
I'm a guy. I have a female best friend. When she first started dating her boyfriend, she would run her nudes by me first.
Oh, come on. Then you're
now
just
engaged.
Friends.
That's one of the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
God.
She sent me a nude. I just had to let her know that they were good for the guy that she went to have sex with.
Can you imagine?
I'm in love with her guy. I love her
so
much.
Wow, that's the worst.
I love her so much, but she just never noticed me.
That person also probably picks up her dry cleaning.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that sucks.
That's the worst friend zone I've ever heard of.
She doesn't really see me as a sexual object.
That's brutal.
Jesus.
Another one. Women are way more comfortable seeing each other naked. I send my girls nudes all the time. They hype me up like crazy. Hype me up. Your hype crew.
Wild times.
There's another one. Sean in Rhode Island. I've got a female friend that sends me pics for approval before sending them to guys. She knows I'm straight.
That's crazy.
Sean, what's going on?
What's crazy about that is like a guy, I don't care if your photo is blurry. It's like shot on an angle.
It's fine.
The guy on earth is like, that was great. Thanks for that.
That was
great.
Approval. Don't
need approval.
Easily.
Woman, guys are like, fantastic.
Woman after woman texting us. I always send nudes to my girlfriends for review before I send it out. I'm a girl. My female best friend's taking nudes for me. I'm a lady. My best friend sends me pictures to see if they look okay. No badge for her, just tasteful teases and titties.
Dynamite.
Tasteful teases and titties? Sign me up.
Man. Yeah, there's always, I guess you hope it's her friend, her female friend that took the picture from far away.
Yeah, but you don't know.
But sometimes it's probably a dude.
Okay. I am a female. I have not only been sent nudes, but also videos of diddling. More than one person. They trust my opinion as a bisexual woman, she says.
Let's get
I feel
a gander
like these
at
people
it.
Are kind of hitting on.
That's
other
what I'm
people.
Saying. Yeah, that's you what know? I like too.
It's like it, like they're interested.
Yeah, it's like you have a bisexual friend, so you send her pictures of you going doing stuff to yourself.
I think it's like the gamer dude that just doesn't know that the chick's into him. Because I feel like it's friend zone city.
David is with us here. Hey, David, how are you?
How's she going, eh?
We're wondering if friends send other friends nude pics before they send them out into the world.
Yeah, so I've never gotten a pic from a male friend. However, when I was younger, I had one of my best friends. His girlfriend would send them to me before and ask me if he would like them, and I kept telling her to knock it off.
That's because that's one of the oldest tricks in the book, that the girlfriend has sex with the best friend.
Yeah, so you banged her, right?
Yeah.
No, I never hooked up with her. I'm too good friends with her ex.
Right. Does he know you saw her nude pics?
Yeah, I told him after. I didn't want to jeopardize the friendship at the time, but I definitely told him after.
Wow. Yeah, like you have to wait until that guy doesn't give a two craps about that girl to reveal that.
Right.
But Whorezilla is sending you pics?
That's the oldest trick in the book. It's like,
that's a crazy thing, like post-breakup with your buddy, you're hanging at a bar or something, and you're like, you know, your girlfriend used to send me nudes all the time.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me.
Hey, I've been sitting on that for a while.
Yeah, sitting on it doesn't seem like it makes it better.
It's crazy.
No, like to me though, you better sit on it until, because if you tell a guy when you like, they just break up and he's still a little nuts over the girl, you better not say, dude, she's been sending me nudes for 2 years.
Make him go psycho.
You know, like you need to reveal that when it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Like remember that slut?
Yeah, dude. She would send me nudes constantly.
Come on!
Yeah, seriously.
Well, let's have a beer.
Yeah.
A lot of gay guys chiming in, too. One said, I send nudes to my other friends all the time. So gay to gay, okay.
Well.
This guy said, I'm a gay guy, but I've had straight friends ask my opinion on their pics.
They're not as straight as you think.
I think, yeah. Mm. I think they don't mind.
There's a curve there.
Yeah, there is. Some gray.
That is different. Gray, by the way, there's people want to see your dongs if you want to send them along, I guess.
Who, what?
There's some bears. There's gay bears.
Oh, gay bears. Yeah, they definitely want to see my dong.
Check out.
Want to see.
Yep.
James dong, too, bro.
This one said, my girlfriend's best friend was taking nudes in my room and asking both of us for approval. I think it's more of a girl thing. Most guys know if they have a pretty dong or not. Pretty.
I think pretty. Most guys think they're
got a pretty dong.
They're like, it's pretty. Yeah, mine's very attractive.
You've got a pretty looking dong on you.
It makes sense.
Sean's in Rhode Island. Hey, how you doing, Sean?
Small but beautiful.
Not too bad. I'm just calling in to clarify. I was the one who said that I have the girlfriend that sends pics before sending to her, like, guy friends. Boyfriends, I should say. It's not like the kind of thing where, like, I've been, like, pining for her and I'm just, like, super friend zone. We've just always been, like, super close. We're, like, friends from college.
Yeah.
And we've always just been, like, super open with each other. Like, she'll send me pics, being like, oh, do you think he'll like this? Because she knows I'll be, like, super honest. Like,
do you like dong?
I thought it was something.
Are you into dong or no? You like the lady bits. But yeah. So she's sending her straight friend pics.
Yep, because she knows I'll be honest about it, because, like, I feel like a guy's opinion on what they would like is a lot better than a girl trying to figure out what a girl, what a guy would like, so.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it.
I don't know, that's different. Thanks for calling in, man. It's a different relationship you got going on there.
Wild.
Wild.
It is wild.
Yeah,
I once sent a girl a bit of me cranking it. And my buddy went through my phone one day and found it. Ever since then, he's been jealous of my dong. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the world out here.
That's messed up. I know you're jealous of my penis.
Straight guy here. I've got a female friend of 5 years that sends me nudes and videos before she sends them to her boyfriend or current dude she's talking to, for my opinion. We're good friends, and I'll be totally honest with her. Okay, every one of these women want you.
Yeah.
If they're sending you this stuff, don't you think?
No, it's not. I don't think it's that. It's not 100% that they want you, but they definitely want to keep you around. They might not want you, but they want you there as a safety net.
Hang you on
like
a
safety net or whatever. Like, they don't necessarily, you might not get anything with it from this girl.
Jeez.
I just can't imagine. It's a trap, man.
You're like friend zoned, like, because I was friend zoned with no nudes.
Exactly.
And then you start sending nudes, that'll mess you up.
Michelle is in Boston. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
You're like, you totally just send me nudes.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your comment?
Balls.
Balls.
Yep, we're good. We got the balls covered.
Balls.
Balls.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys right now, by the way.
Awesome.
So I do have to comment on what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Girls send nudes to their friends. Girls. Like, I personally don't send them to my guy friends, but I absolutely send them to my girlfriends, and I am not a lesbian.
Like graphic? Like, are you touching stuff or just of your bits?
I'm not opening anything up or anything like that. But we definitely send each other nudes. Like, my girlfriend is about to get married and she did, like, a sexy book for her husband, and, like, I got all those photos before her husband ever is going to see them. Like, we just, that's what we do. Yeah. I don't know. Is Lisa there?
Yeah. I've never done it, but, I mean, the sexy book thing, I guess I could see. Because is it tastefully done, or is this all, like, is it all nude?
Is it porn?
Very tasteful.
Yeah,
oh,
very
tasteful. Yeah.
So in the same time, when we're feeling good, I think I probably see one of my friends nude at least once a week.
Wow.
It's tremendous.
All right. Yeah. Well, good for you all then. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I'm going to start doing this then. I'm going to start doing this to my buddies.
Definitely. If you're feeling good about yourself and your friend, my friend, and you want, he's going to give you good compliments. You say, damn, you're looking good.
Yeah, all right, your hype crew. Thanks, Michelle. Yeah. Like someone else said, you got your hype crew.
She's
there.
She's excited about it.
She loves
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine seeing each other once a week nude?
Like us? Yeah. It's like our crew?
No. It's like it's Wednesday, guys.
Jesus, James, you are looking good.
Thanks.
The road to Hunkdom.
Yes, I've been working out and exercising, watching what I'm eating.
Oh, my God.
Trimmed up the bush a little bit.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, I hope
Trimmed up the
like
bush
it.
A little bit.
Got big plans this weekend.
Oh, man, she's going to love it.
I hope so.
There are a lot of guys that would, if they knew that their girl was sending nudes to another guy before they sent it to them, they would not be cool with it, though.
Yeah, that's kind of a, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes maybe it's just...
They're nudes, it's not like a newsletter.
They're like farming. You know, some girls are farming for, you know, you gotta plant seeds in case you need some food in the future when everything fails. You know? So like you have the boyfriend, but you send the nudes out to a couple guys that are like hangers on.
Yeah.
And you keep them around. Generally, people have someone else, you know?
Like, each hot chick probably has at least 3 to 5 dudes that
That's what I think, too,
on the, like, just outskirts, just waiting, circling.
No hot chick you talk to isn't talking to 5 other guys.
Right.
Like, that's...
Yeah, it's somebody else
There's
waiting.
Always 5 other guys.
Where's this Michelle? I'm stuck in Boston traffic. I'll judge your pics. Yeah, there's others who don't, obviously. This one said, I'm a female with friends who openly discuss sex and relationships, but I would never send them pictures of my goods. That's absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it could be. It'd be wild to try to be like, yeah, man, you should be proud of your wiener. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be weird. It'd be tough for me to I'd be like, dude, that's a cool shirt.
That's a good looking doll.
Just don't piss that woman off, too, because she'll...
Send them out.
Yeah, like you put that power in someone's hands.
And one more call here. Megan's with us. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Power of a nude.
Good. How about you?
Good. We're talking about whether friends review their friends' nudes.
So, like, I have girlfriends, and, like, we're all, like, in relationships, and we've never, ever sent pictures like that to each other. But when I was younger...
Can you just back off your phone a little bit? It's hard to understand you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. All right. So I have multiple friend groups that are all girls, and none of us send pictures to each other. We have never done that. I think we all would think that was weird and kind of inappropriate. But I used to have, like, when I was, like, 22, I had a group of guy friends. It was, like, 4 guys and then just me. And we would send our nudes back and forth for approval for them. But so I dated 2 of these guys. Later on, after I dated these 2 guys, I found out both of them had dated each other, and all these guys I was in the group with were bi-curious, so that made it, like, I automatically had to shut it down, had to leave it alone. I was like, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
This is getting a little weird.
Group of friends.
Yeah, crazy. You ran in some circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
oh, my God.
So they had all done stuff with each other, too.
I didn't know until later on. So I was like, oh, this is, like, I kind of became Eskimo Brothers with, like, a friend. And that was just kind of weird for me, so.
Eskimo Brothers.
Well, is that if you bang the same?
Yeah, that's
their brothers?
Yeah. If 2 dudes have had the same girl.
Yeah.
Eskimo Brothers.
So, inevitably, if 2 of them banged and then...
All right.
Yes.
Okay, we'll end it there, Megan. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day. See ya.
She was hanging out with the train boys.
Oh, train gang.
The train gang. That was a train gang. She came narrowly close to. Little choo-choo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The train gang.
4.
The 4.
I know.
4 bi-curious dudes and me.
Yep.
That's wild.
The train gang.
That's a wild group of friends. But they were rating her nudes? Is that what she was saying? Or are they all sharing nudes?
I think they were sharing nudes with each other,
so
too.
She was just in the wrong chat. They really just wanted each other.
It was like, you know how they have those flying fish and their shots are like thousands of flying fish? Yeah. It was like that, but with penises.
Yeah. I feel like when they sent the... You know, when she sent her nudes, they do that.
No,
you know, when
cared.
Chuck does the
look at it. Just looks so.
Oh my
God, that's a hot look.
Great body. Tip.
Shirt.
Yep, she was in the wrong train gang. That's for sure.
I almost wonder if they forgot she was in the chat.
and they were just sending dong pics to each other, and then she's getting them all.
To be there.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, "Oh yeah, I'll send you my stuff." And they're like, "Oh God!"
She became she made two of the Meskimo brothers. They said,
"Of course."
So
she. I bet they were making each other
Eskimo
pies.
Let's eat pies out of this.
Yeah, pies. We can't. Oh, God.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.